have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now. Inner life, you are a winner, you just can't lose. Over in a chaos, more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. More than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Somebody's saying to me now, you just don't understand. No, I understand you very. Where I've been, so I come to encourage you, pull you up by your hand. Know that God is in your corner now. Just accept it's His plan. And you are a winner. You just can't.
Good evening, one. Good evening, all. It's Thursday, and we're thankful. To God be the glory. Hey, listen, I do want to ask that you would excuse my traveling noise. I am on the road today, and I definitely did not want to cancel. I wanted to share with you today the beautiful, beautiful day, just to be grateful and thankful and all of that good stuff. But before we get started, I do want you to know we're talking about something concerning women and how we were in the game. We got all the way in the game. We were game changers. I want to talk about that a little bit on today. It's going to be abbreviated for the next few weeks. But I do want you, of course, to tell your sister girls to tune in. I'm going to try and bring you content-rich information, things that could help you even in your sharing with others and finding your own strengths and using tips to make life a little bit easier, perhaps a little bit better, a little bit brighter even. Let us pray. Father, we come now to thank you for your goodness and kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessed opportunity of this day. Oh, God, this is a day you've made for us to rejoice and to be glad in it. Come what may, whatever, whatever, with our will that you have given us, God, we can choose to delight ourselves in this day. So, God, we thank you now. We ask that you would bless me as I go forth, that you would touch the hearts of the women everywhere and help them to embrace what's good and to support it. Father, we thank you for our wonderful and awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim, and we pray your choicest blessings upon her. She goes forth and she means well and she does well. And God, we thank you so much for her. We thank you for the Elation family, Lord God, and the great word that they share on Friday night in the clubhouse online. And God, we pray that it continues to grow. God, we thank you now. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. And thank God. I'm Loretta Petit, by the way, and this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And it is a place where there's a positive voice, positive vibes, and a positive vision. On today, this is August the 25th. This is National Kiss and Makeup Day. Kiss and Makeup Day. And, of course, the first thing you think about is our couples. But how about if we just go ahead on and expand this thought a bit and use that as a principle for forgiving, as a principle for carrying the spirit of reconciliation, a principle for understanding we need to give each other space for error. We all make mistakes. Give people space to make mistakes. And, of course, come back together again. It sometimes takes a little longer, the bigger the infraction, but nevertheless, make it a point in your heart to just want to do God's will, and we're all members of the same body, so he wants us all to be one. Amen. So that's what today is, but I don't want to focus on that part of today. I do want to focus on what's coming up tomorrow, the observance, the commemoration of what's on tap for August the 26th. The first thing is women have stepped up to the plate to become website designers, content creators, and all of that. So tomorrow, of course, we observe all of the web mistresses out there, all of the web mistresses out there. Keep on keeping on and teach others the skill. Help others. They can find occupations and even open their own businesses in those areas. But even more so than focusing on the web mistresses, I want to focus on Women's Equality Day. And I remember when they had a big movement about, it was a women's rights thing. I can't remember what the name of it was called, but it was like, everybody around me that were spiritual in nature was really concerned that the woman would try to overtake the man, that the woman would usurp her authority over the man. And there's still a lot of traditionalists that feel that way, and they do have a point that does happen, but it's not a blanket situation. All women who recognize their worth and stand up for their rights are not trying to usurp men. They're simply saying, we are a whole human being doing a whole job. We're giving the whole sacrifice that men are giving. We want equal pay. But we're not going to talk about that today. Tomorrow is the day when the observance falls on Women's Equality Day. And the portion I want to focus on for the next few minutes that I have, again, remember, I said it would be an abbreviated podcast because of other things in my orbit that I have to attend to for the next few weeks. But anyway, when we talk about women's equality, we want to talk about women were not always given what? The right to vote. And so when people tell you what you cannot do, if we're honest, when people tell you what you cannot do, you simply say, okay, I can't, I don't like it, but okay. And you murmur and you talk to people that can't do anything about it or just a vent or what have you. Venting helps you to relieve some of the pressure. You don't want to be under pressure where you explode. But even more than venting, learn to go to the authority, the person who could help to make the change, the person who can help to bring about a different way, an easier way, an inclusive way of getting things done, instead of going to people who cannot help in any way, shape, or form. Can I get an amen on that? Well, when we look at Women's Equality Day, in London, anti-slavery convention in 1840. That seemed like, woo-hoo, such a whole lifetime ago. And it was a lifetime ago, actually, maybe two. Okay, so in 1840, several women were denied access to the convention floor. And we know that's a place of power. They were not given the opportunity to be on the convention floor. Planting seeds for a women's rights movement were women with a backbone. Come on, say that. Women with a backbone. And I was not always a woman with a backbone. I understand how we coil away from the confrontations. And no matter how many confrontations I've had to coming at me, I'm not really a confrontational person. Unless I have to be, and I can handle it anytime it comes, I like to think anyway. But Lucretia Mott, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, along with Martha Wright, Mary Ann McClintock, and Jane Hunt, they set in motion plans for the first women's rights convention in Seneca Falls, New York, was held at the Wesleyan Chapel July 19th and 20th, 1848. The conference drew 200 women on its first day. Now, that is a big celebration right there, a victory. On the second day, the convention opened to men, and men did show up. Did they come to support, or did they come just to check out what was going on with these women? But they got an eye shot. They got an eye full. They saw how powerful the women were when they came, what, together. And we still have that kind of power today when we unify, when we unify. But anyway, it was resolved as the duty of these women to secure themselves a sacred right to that elective franchise. And so they understood the assignment. You know how we say it? We understand the assignment. These women understood the assignment, and they unified And they came to make a positive difference, and they did. All of the electives that they put forth were all accepted except that one, and then it came around to getting to that right to vote. Okay, so during the convention, leaders presented 12 resolutions. There was 12 of them. They enumerated the rights that women should be equal to men socially. They should be equal to men socially. They should be equal to men economically. They should be equal to men legally and representatively. And all these 12 resolutions, the ninth one was the last one to come on board. Women given the right to vote. They kept at it. They didn't give up. So the lesson today, as I wrap it up, because my abbreviated time has come and practically gone, I want to say, let this be a lesson to you women everywhere that you can do what you put your mind to doing. Sometimes we need a little help. Let's get with like-minded individuals. Let's take our recommendations, our visions to people who can make a positive impact, positive change, who can make a difference. Don't talk to the ones who think they have the power. Talk to the ones who have the power. Get with other sisters who have vision, other sisters who have backbones, who are willing to stand up and make a positive difference, not just for you and for her, but for women everywhere. Start one sister, one group, one city, one town, one state at a time, but make your move, and make your move with people who are like-minded, people who can help you make the change or who can make the decision to bring about a positive difference. So on that note, I'm going to hang up the phone, so to speak. I'm going to say this to you, my sisters, to remember, today is Kiss and Makeup Day. Who you need to kiss and make up with? Go on and be about it. This has been another episode of The Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. May God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. Bye now.